106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Milkshakes Markets Madness. This is our peek at the week episode, where we take a quick look at some of the things going on the economic calendar in the week ahead. We have some monetary policy news. We have some inflation data. There's definitely a number of things that could influence Fed policy later this week. You know, the anticipation of a potential additional rate hike. But Tuesday, Brent, we've got a Apple product launch. I know, given how much of a tech person you are, you're probably going to be anxiously waiting news of a new iPhone, aren't you?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, even though I'm not much of a tech guy, one of my friends when I was living in San Francisco was actually on the Apple design team. And when they have done product launches over the last couple of years, he's one of the featured people that gets up and speaks. And so, you know, I actually am kind of interested to see what they come up with. I have no idea what it's about. Whenever I text him and I say, hey, what's this about? He always says, can't talk about it, top secret. But, you know, well, I'm not sure if he's going to be speaking on Tuesday or not, but I actually am interested to watch and see what they're talking about.
What I find interesting about the Apple being in, you know, having a product launch this week, jump to Thursday, Adobe announces its earnings. There, I mean, tech right now is really kind of the core spotlight. I mean, obviously with what Nvidia has been doing, but Apple's by market capitalization is the biggest company in the world, and it's all more or less intertwined. And Adobe is right in that mix. I mean, a lot of things that they're doing when it comes to the AI aspects of graphic design, they've released a number of different products. They've made some big acquisitions. I think they acquired Figma, another one of these companies that, you know, can add to overall production and efficiency. So it's still kind of in this growth narrative component of the conversation that, as much as we, based on historical precedent, should be headed towards a recession because we're late in a rate hiking cycle, we're also just seeing this explosion in productivity.
Yeah, you know, it's good that you bring that up, because I think it's actually an important date, or it's an important announcement. Part of the reason is because, you know, the companies that have really been driving this are the big tech companies. And, you know, everybody knows Nvidia's had a great year. When they announced earnings a couple of weeks ago, it popped after hours, and then the next day it was down. And I think today it closed around 450. So it's down about 10% from its high after releasing earnings. Apple this week, you know, Apple made a high about a month ago, pulled back, started to run again. And then Apple had a big pullback this week on the news that Chinese government was not going to let Chinese government workers use Apple phones anymore. So that's a big downdraft for Apple. And so if we were to get a downdraft with someone like Adobe or another, you know, similar type company, you know, you start to get too many headwinds, and all of a sudden you got a downdraft, right? So if you are a tech investor, you're looking for what's the next thing to kind of push the momentum up the hill again, right? And you don't want to have too many headwinds keep hitting you in the face. So I think it's pretty interesting that, you know, we've got the Apple event on Tuesday, and then we've got Adobe on Thursday. So, you know, it's actually an important week for tech, I think.
Yeah, and you mentioned China, and we have China unemployment data coming out and China industrial production. On the same day, this is all Thursday, we have PPI, the producer price index. This is more kind of a forward-looking indicator of where potentially inflation is going. And inflation is actually the August CPI data will be coming out the day before on Wednesday. Are you looking for a signal from that as to whether or not you're still expecting a rate hike, or you think the Fed already has been emboldened enough to go ahead with one more at least?
You know, I think that you would have to see a really big miss in order for the Fed not to hike. I think you would have to see a big miss for that to happen. I kind of think that one more hike is baked in at this point. And depending what happens with these numbers, maybe it even signals to the market that there will be another one. I don't know why, and I really don't base this on any certain analysis. I kind of feel like these numbers might come in a little bit dovish next week. I don't know why, but that's just kind of my sense. And as a result, if they come in dovish, then, you know, maybe the Fed pauses. But I think they would have to come in extremely dovish for the Fed to pause, and I just don't think that they do. The other thing that I would say is we're kind of getting, and this is the reason I'll hedge my comments a little bit, we're kind of getting out of the period where the big year-over-year numbers are going to be behind us now, right? You know, as CPI and inflation really peaked, you know, last June, July, and August, we knew that the year-over-year numbers here would be, you know, they would come down a lot. But we're kind of getting out of that period now, and it's just to me, like, this hiking cycle just isn't over yet. And so I think they're going to hike later this month, and I think this week, or this coming week, I think is the last week we're going to get a bunch of data until the Fed meeting at the end of the month. So next week is kind of an important week because it'll be a kind of a dead 2 weeks, I think, until we get to the Fed meeting.
Speaking of central banks and central bank monetary policy, before the Fed gets their chance, the ECB is having a meeting this week with a potential rate decision. And one of the other big driving factors probably behind whether the Fed gets continually aggressive is the consumer sentiment, which we'll have a preliminary reading coming out this week. So as you mentioned, there's a lot going on here, but is there anything pertaining to the ECB and what type of monetary policy they might be enacting that you think has knock-on effects here in the U.S.?
Well, I kind of think it does for a couple of reasons. After we've talked about this before, is that, you know, we comment on the dollar a lot because we think it is the primary or maybe the most single important single factor when looking and analyzing global markets. And part of the reason that we've said that, or at least I've said that I think the dollar could get stronger from here is because, not necessarily because the Fed keeps hiking, but because the rest of the world cannot keep hiking at the level that they're expected to. I kind of feel like this is the last opportunity for the ECB, maybe not the last, but we're getting towards the end of their ability to kind of guide higher. Because I think the economy in Europe is such that they're not going to be able to meet their rate hike expectations. But I don't know that they're at the point yet where they have to admit it. So I think this might be the last opportunity for them to say, oh yeah, we're still committed, we're still going to be hiking. And that, with a combination of potentially, you know, a somewhat dovish CPI, and the fact that the dollar's been up 8 weeks in a row now since its low in July, I kind of feel like this is a very logical and perhaps needed time for the dollar to take a break for a couple weeks. So maybe, you know, next week, maybe, you know, the dollar kind of closed at another weekly high. The euro's been under pressure. Maybe next week the ECB kind of guides hawkish. Maybe the dollar kind of pulls back for a couple weeks. But then I think when we get to the end of the month, I think the dollar will probably start to rally again. But, you know, this is just pure speculation on my point, but that's kind of how I see it.
Well, we're all just speculators in this mad world, so we'll see what evolves and unfolds throughout the week. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for this episode of Peek at the Week for the Milkshakes Markets Madness show. We will be posting additional videos throughout the week. And if you hadn't had a chance to check out our full-length weekend episode, that was also just posted. Everything is available on our YouTube channel, which you can find via the handle Milkshakes Pod. You can go to milkshakespod.com as well. You can find Brent on Twitter at Santiago AU Fun. You can find me at John Katsumita. And we're here multiple times a week. If you don't want to go to any of those other places and you just want to watch our smiling faces on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever else you can catch a video of us. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you here in a little bit. That'll do it for the Peek of the Week. Take care, everyone. This show is provided for entertainment and informational purposes only. It should not be relied upon as legal, business, investment, or tax advice. Neither the hosts, guests, nor any funds they may manage intends to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies.